Let's get to our guest, Christina Hooper, Chief Global Market Strategist at Invesco. So, Christina, as Doug mentioned, the bounce back feels technical in nature with program buying kicking in. Stocks had gotten pretty oversold. They had plummeted on this. The fact of the matter is inflation is high. Rates are going to go a lot higher. And I suppose some would say that this pushes the terminal rate up around perhaps the 5% level that Bloomberg Economics has long suggested. What do you think?
Well, certainly. I mean, what we got with today's CPI print was greater uncertainty about where the terminal rate is, but certainly a sense that it will be higher than previously thought. And that, to me, was one of the key takeaways from today.
Well, you wouldn't buy this, though, would you?
Well, it all depends on your time horizon, right? Because clearly we experienced somewhat oversold conditions today. Now, that doesn't mean that the near term looks bright for equities or risk assets in general. Let's face it. We're in a contraction phase of the economic cycle. Growth is below trend and it's decelerating. But that doesn't mean that it's not a very good buying opportunity for someone with a time horizon that extends beyond 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely, and quite a lot of that has been really there. Are you surprised that the markets did rebound the way they did?
Absolutely. And I think many were scratching their heads and asking, what caused this big turnaround? And it certainly didn't seem to be a reassessment of the CPI print. It was hard to find a lot of positives in there. But it does seem as though, there were other forces at work today. You talked about program buying, the potential for some short covering. Also, the potential for a reversal of the UK mini budget in terms of the tax cuts that had been proposed. And finally, a rumor or expectations on the part of some that the Bank of England might step in and buy more gilts that could pull down yields globally. And of course, as we know, the 10-year yield has had a lot to do this year and has had a strong correlation with stocks.
You mentioned that the economy was decelerating, but it still seems to be churning along pretty nicely, not so much affected by 3% interest rates. I think of a running back, even 20 pounds heavier, a guy like Nick Chubb can still run a 4.540. Some things just are.
Well, that's true. I mean, this is certainly a much better economy in terms of fundamentals in a lot of different ways versus where we were going into the global financial crisis. I think consumers are in a much better place.
Christina, you say in your notes that it feels as though we're like in a holding pattern. You're saying that, in fact, we are in a bunch of holding patterns. Tell us why and what would you make of it?
Well, we're in so many different holding patterns because we're waiting for signs of where we go from here. And of course, the most important is the Fed. The Fed has really dominated markets this year, but it goes beyond that because the Fed is looking at inflation data, not just the CPI prints, but also, of course, consumer inflation expectations, really inflation expectations in general, but I think they're focused on consumer inflation expectations. We're also waiting on earnings. That's certainly going to also be a key driver of where stocks go from here. So there are a number of holding patterns that we're sitting and waiting for news on to give us a sense of where we're headed in the near term.
So what do you do with earnings if you get, very strong earnings for the past quarter, but then a lot of worry baked into the next quarter? That puts you in kind of a difficult position.
Oh, certainly it does. I mean, again, a lot of it goes back to your time horizon, right? If your time horizon is well beyond a quarter, then it's not a concern. It could, in fact, be a buying opportunity at a certain point. But certainly right now, as we look ahead, we are waiting for that other shoe to drop. And, some of it might not come in the third quarter. I think this is going to be very much a stock picker's earnings season, where there are going to be the haves and the have-nots. Those companies that have been able to defend their profit margins, have been able to raise prices. We've already heard from some of them. There are some companies that are benefiting from consumer spending. The consumer has remained relatively strong, and they've directed their dollars in certain places. They're not spending on goods so much anymore. They're spending it on services. So, of course, we heard from Delta today about their improved revenue because of the interest in flying, and that's what consumers are spending their money on. So I think, again, this is going to be an environment of has and have nots, but what's really key is not only the reports we get, but the guidance we get for the fourth quarter.
Christina, you know, as you mentioned, holding patterns, we've got the war in Ukraine. We've, on top of that, it's going to see how Europe fares during the winter, how Britain's fiscal and monetary policy pans out, and, of course, the nearer term, the China Party Congress is on as well. So you've got all these things. You know, how do they rank in terms of uncertainty for you?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say I would start with the Fed because, you know, we certainly got hawkish FOMC minutes yesterday, but there were glimmers of hope. And I'll give you a quote from the minutes that they would like to be able to calibrate the pace of further policy tightening with the aim of mitigating the risk of significant adverse effects on the economic outlook. So there's a glimmer of hope there, but a decidedly hawkish set of FOMC minutes. And of course, what we got today was increased uncertainty about where the Fed ends up in terms of a terminal rate. But certainly we have uncertainty beyond that. Europe and energy. Will they be able to source energy this year? And I think there are even more questions about what if this goes into next winter and what are the prospects then? So I would rank that high on the list as well.
Okay. You know, so you, I think we'd all agree that people want to buy quality stocks, but how do you define quality?
Well, that's a great question. And it's a quality is certainly, you know, more conservative accounting can help in terms of determining what's quality and what isn't. But I think also a lot of it has to do with whether or not the results we see this time around have staying power. Are the trends still in place to deliver good earnings for the fourth quarter?
Christina, thank you so much for joining us. That is Christina Hooper. She's chief global markets strategist at Invesco, getting her take on the markets after that hotter than expected CPI print.
Well, just as an example of the difficulty in looking forward, TSMC had very strong earnings, but then it slashed its 2022 capital spending target by around 10%. Makes it interesting. Stay with us. This is Bloomberg.